Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Lakeisha Jones, who will be performing with the Northwest Indiana Symphony on May 22nd, the music of Tina Turner at Hard Rock Live. Lakeisha, you grew up in Flint, Michigan. Is this your first time to Gary and Northwest Indiana?
This is my first time to Gary, Northwest Indiana. But yeah, like you said, I am from Flint, Michigan, born and raised.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And since gaining national attention as a top four finalist in the 2007 season of American Idol, you've gone on to release your own album, to perform on Broadway in The Color Purple, and now you're touring the country with the music of Tina Turner. What does it mean to you to sing the songs of the Queen of Rock and Roll?
It means a lot to me. It means a lot whenever I'm on stage performing, but it means so much more when I'm able to pay honor and tribute for someone who is that of Tina Turner. Her music is iconic. I never had the opportunity to meet her or go to a concert, but I've listened to her music since I was a little girl. And so those songs kind of resonate with me a little bit. I kind of bring my own little flavor of my own little Tina to it when we're performing.
Could you tell us some of the songs that are on the program and which is the most meaningful to you?
Yes, we have songs like Goldeneye. We have Simply the Best, which is performed by another one of the artists who are in the show, Miss Nova Payton. We have All Night Long, believe it or not, by Lionel Richie, which is by another performer in the show, which is Armando Magin. Because within the show, we also touch on some things where Tina has the people who Tina worked with throughout her career as well. And I would say my very favorite song of the show would probably be Proud Mary.
You've sung with large church choirs, with a band and a pit orchestra.
Yes.
But what is it like to sing with a full symphony orchestra behind you?
It's kind of indescribable, really, because like you said, I grew up singing in church and I've sung with the band, with singing my own music, the pit orchestra when I was on Broadway. But actually being on stage and having a full orchestra, all the instrumentation, putting in all of that to those songs that we normally would hear on the radio, it brings a different sound to it, and it gives us as artists a different feel of the music as well.
Now, you've been touring the country with this program for a while. How many years have you been performing the music of Tina Turner, and where are some of the other cities that you've performed in?
We've been doing this show now for a couple of years. I want to say maybe 2.5 years. I'm not quite sure of the exact date, but we've been doing it for quite some time now. It's a trio show, so it's two Tinas. I always like to say it's two Tinas and one Ike, because it's me, Nova, and Armando. And we've performed in a lot of different places. My mind gets kind of mixed up on where I went because I do so many other different shows as well within the same thing of the symphony orchestras. But I know I can tell you we have something coming up. Matter of fact, this weekend I'll be in Rochester, New York with the Rochester Philharmonic doing the show. Where else have we been? We've been in New Jersey. I've been in Arizona. We've been a couple of places. So it kind of leaves me a little bit because I travel so much and I'm either doing Tina or I'm doing Broadway or I'm doing Whitney. So sometimes I don't know which show in my brain. I'm like, wait, was I there with this show? But we've done this show, like I said, about probably 2.5 years. And, you know, we have a lot of upcoming shows as well. So,
well, you said you've also done Broadway love songs with symphony orchestras.
Well, Broadway is two different shows. So I've done a show that's strictly Broadway music. So Broadway classics, things from like Hairspray, Rent, Phantom of the Opera. And then I have another show that I do, which is a Whitney show, and it's all Whitney Houston music. And so that is my tribute to her. And then I do another show, which is Queens of Rock and Soul, which then that is like Aretha, Tina, Donna Summer. So I turn into all these people. I like to say I'm everyone.
And how about Lakeisha Jones? Will there be a new album? Are you working on something that is your voice, your song?
I have an album out now that's Lakeisha Jones, So Glad I'm Me, but that was I did that, like, I think in 2009, 2010, like when I was off of Broadway and finished with Idol. But I would love to do a new CD, get back in the studio. I have not been in the studio in quite some time, but I would love to do that. It's in my brain to work on and to do. So I'm just going to have to set aside some time and see what happens. But I would love to put out some new Lakeisha Jones music.
That's terrific. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Wait to hear the concert on Friday, 22nd at Hard Rock Live. And just to let listeners know, tickets are available through the Hard Rock box office and by contacting the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra at 219-836-0525 or online via the symphony's website, which is nisorchestra.org. Thank you again, Lakeisha Jones, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.